This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? Take action, my friend. Get in the fight.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You can feel the animating contest of liberty like an earthquake. 10 on a Richter scale beneath us. The world's never going to be the same. I wanted to read this quote just from Final Comments. Mr. Schneider, David Knight's coming up with a full roster. We're going to talk about, did Bill Maher just lie on TV about $1 million? Contribution he made, Trump Anonymous, new plan, Trump Economics, excuse me. And we're talking about the speech he just gave in Detroit and a lot more with David Knight. But first, this quote that I should read more and more here on air. Teddy Roosevelt, it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or, and then it just goes on. Because it's printed wrong. It's not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, and who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, or at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold, timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. And it's like, take Michael Zimmerman. He was up here till midnight last night putting together the two reports we shot. But he'll see, millions of people see what he put together with myself. And that's what it takes, is the total commitment. And I'll tell you, stuff's so hot right now, I can't keep myself from working 7 days a week. And then I catch myself sometimes like 10 or 11 working, kind of bumbling around. I'm like, okay, you got to go to bed. And it's because this is history happening. Mr. Schneider, in closing, I think we are at that historical crossroads right now. And so it's just wonderful that we're in this fraternity, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, of being pro-human, because to be anti-globalist is to be pro-human. Final comments.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Alex. You know, if people are watching or listening today, I want them to know you were born for such a time as this. You know, we talk about a lot of hard things out there, bad things that are happening, and yeah, things are going to get really, really challenging already. We're seeing banks come apart all around the world. Deutsche Bank, the biggest bank in Germany, is collapsing. Their stock price just hit another record low, and that's going to be an event three or four times bigger than Lehman Brothers. And all these things are happening. Events are accelerating around the world. But now is not a time to go get a shovel and try to dig a hole and hide from the world. Now is a time to stand up, because it's when times are the darkest that the greatest heroes are needed. And during the times that are coming are going to be incredibly challenging. But it's a time for heroes. It's a time for people to raise up, be the people they were created to be, stand strong, make our forefathers, those who founded this country, proud, stand up against this globalist scum, as Alex loves to call them, and we're going to write a chapter in American history unlike any other chapter that's ever been written. And so I'd encourage people, just don't rely on Alex Jones or Michael Schneider, but it's time for you to rise up, you to raise action, because we're not going to bend, we're not going to bow, we're not going to kneel before these globalists. But we're going to stand up, and even if some of us end up dying, we're going to stand tall, and people are going to look back and say, wow,
right.
You know, that was a generation that really responded to the call and stood strong when they needed to stand strong.
You're right. That's what Gandhi said. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We're now reaching the phase where the New York Times goes, let's just shut everybody down. Let's shut the web down. Let's start arresting people. Salon says, let's just arrest Alex Jones. And then the next article, how pedophilia is good. They've run the white flag up to just everything. These are evil, fallen people that just cozy up to every form of wickedness. The website's economiccollapseblog.com. Mr. Schneider, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to be right back. I'm going to read a few quotes here and then hand the baton to our own David Knight, fresh in the bullpen, ready to take the calm in the fight against the New World Order. There's a video on InfoWars.com where Obama slipped up concerning a secret group that runs elections. Please get that video out. It's key.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
All right, David Knight is in here in studio with me. He's going to start taking over in the next segment of the balance of transmission. Good to be side by side with you, man. You're in the other studio.
Good to be in here.
Good to see you. Wow, there is so much to get into here. Tell folks about some of what you've got coming up today, because I was unaware of this new Bill Maher controversy during the break. I was checking it out. It's fascinating.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Alex, when they started talking about Julian Assange coming out with Bill Maher, of course, the mainstream media always deflects away to another topic. And the way they deflected away this very interesting exchange was to talk about whether or not WikiLeaks is going to come after Donald Trump and reveal his income tax returns, and they said, and he said kind of jokingly, well, we're looking into it. And then they walked that back and they said, no, we don't, we encourage whistleblowers. We don't investigate individuals. But the key thing that came up after that, Alex, was the fact that he had done some research, because Bill Maher starts being very aggressive with him, saying, you've got your thumb on the scale to try to get Donald Trump elected. And he goes, well, actually, it's interesting. We looked up and we found a William Maher in L.A., who donated $1 million to a Clinton-connected entity. Is that you? Did you do that? And he said, well, I gave $1 million to Obama 4 years ago, but that's not me. And if you look at it, there's only three Bill Maurers in L.A. So
and who's got that type of money?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody else has that kind of money except for Bill Maher. So the question is,
God knows I don't. How much does that little piece of crap make?
Yeah, well, he just signed
there's $1 million donation. Blah.
He just signed a new multi-year contract that estimated his net worth as being in the low 20s to the high 20s and millions. But that's the key, is that they always deflect this away. And I think we ought to start calling it the fame stream media. You know, we talk about the lame stream media, the mainstream media. This is the fame stream media because they're constantly going to these actors who apparently we should care what they think more than anybody else. And we should allow them to put their thumbs on the scale. But it's a bad thing.
And who he really lied to, because now even the Hill says he's been caught.
Yeah.
I mean, it's him. You're being nice. It's him. The Hill says it's him.
Yeah.
He's lying to his viewers. He knows it's going to come
out.
Exactly. He knows. They know maybe 10% actually read newspapers. That's its own propaganda. Mm-hmm. But it's higher level. Down lower, it's just all about a confidence game. Look, my tie is skinnier and fancier, and I look more conservative, and I have a better set.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you that you can just believe me. So that's fascinating. You're going to cover that and a lot more. I got to tell you, I've got a New York Times article here I mentioned that Billy Corgan actually told me about this morning, where they actually say it's time to just start lying about Trump and just discredit opposition and just shut him down. They're now organizing, engaging basically in criminal activity, and now Alexa, that for 2 years has censored all Patriot sites and says we have no traffic, even though it's skyrocketing, and that's to bankrupt people with advertising. Thank God we saw that before they did it and moved our own funding by direct sales. But and they got the Justice Department looking around to shut us down for that. Yes, folks, what's going on? So, I mean, this is a war, but just the fact that they would even try this, and now Alexa is going to run this little hub thing, Amazon, in your house, that tracks everything digitally going on in your home, and you're going to talk to it like it's your friend, like Siri.
Yeah, yeah, won't that be fun? That's the thing that we
bring a robot into your house that works for a big, giant, multinational corporation, like Facebook or like Amazon, and let it spy on you, and the terms of service admit it spying.
Every day we see more information being admitted to by the large corporations that they're spying on us directly.
Well, now it's jealousy. They're not Apple with the phone.
That's right.
Or they're not Samsung with the Droid.
That's right.
So they've got to get their little robot in. Oh, look, it's a good deal for you. Oh, look, it's pretty.
But
meanwhile, it's spying on everything you do.
As William Benny has pointed out.
Oh, here you go.
It's not even recording.
One. Oh, there it is. Hi. Oh, here I have another one. Oh, here. Oh, nothing to worry about here, Mr. Gopher. Not plastic explosives or anything.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that's from, sorry, you know what that's from? Caddyshack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Caddyshack. Your favorite. That's right. But, you know, Alex, William Benny said, it's not even the recorded conversations. Of course, yeah, they are recording your conversations. They are listening to you. But it's the metadata that they get. And, Alex, this all feeds into this. And, of course, there's this, as we look at, very uncomfortable coalition going on between the large corporations, as always. They're the ones who are getting the preferred treatment, the regulations that they come out with. I've got an article here about New England fishermen that are going to be shut down because they're going to have to pay for their own monitors to inspect the fish that are there. This is something that's always been done in the past. By the way,
this has already been done everywhere in the third world, from Burma to Mexico.
Yeah.
So you know who victims are? It is all these super hardworking Mexicans you see here, forced up here. Everybody goes, makes fun of them, including Hispanics. And they go, oh, look at the, yeah, I need to water my yard. Let me hire a Mexican. Ho, ho, ho. That's a farmer that your granddaddy was. That's why they can fix a car, roof your house, do the plumbing, do the electricity, do all this stuff, and cook you dinner all at the same time, because they're what we used to be.
That's right.
Our farmers were just as good or better in many cases, no matter where you were in the world. We've been taken out of the real world, these domesticated slobs that do little specialized jobs, and then you call a handyman to come fix something and then make fun of them because they know how to fix something. And what they did was, my dad was, oh, my God, this is like in the 80s. He goes, you can now buy land in Mexico. It's incredible. So we all go down there to Yucatan. He goes, I checked into it. It's a UN thing. They took all these farmers' land, and now they're selling it off, and it's all controlled, what you can build on. It's all part of a big corporate fraud. I'm like, okay, whatever, Dad. Let's go back to the hotel, and, you know, let's go scuba diving. But then now it's all come out that you go down to Cozumel or anywhere, and there used to be all these little fishermen would even take you out fishing. They're all gone. They tell you in Spanish. I've got family who speaks Spanish. And they, Buckley and others have been down there with us, and they're like, No, they don't let us fish anymore. We have to work in the tourist industry, and these big trawlers come by and get everything. The point is, this is the New World Order. This is, and then all these Mexicans have been kicked off their land. They're forced up to maquiladoras and these slave factories, and then they're pushed up here. The reason we're against them is they're being used as an economic weapon to bring us down to their level.
That's right.
We want them to get ahead. We're not out to get them. It's the point is the New World Order that runs the Chinese slave factories is for this.
And what you're talking about here in terms of putting out the small fishermen, we've already seen this happening as part of the Brexit debate. They were talking about the fact that English fishermen were not being allowed to fish in the North Sea as they had done for hundreds or thousands of years. They were being regulated out of this by the European Commission, on which
they pay off by the Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have a seat. And so we're seeing the same thing happening
against the Japanese, but they know how to pay your politicians off, get the corporate deals, and then trawl everything.
And, of course, it's a Japanese corporation that is looking at this massive eminent domain fraud that we put out one report, and we're about to do another report here in Texas, the Texas Central Rail Project that's going to do a high-speed Japanese train running from Dallas to Houston. And, Alex, this is the next level of this. They've gone in,
are just masters of their elites are, screwing everybody.
Yeah, but you look at eminent domain. First, they took it for public use, and they went for private use. We had the Supreme Court decision about that.
And here's the deal. The Japanese want to build a bullet train. Pay for it.
Yeah. Then they went to foreign corporations, allowing them to take your property for private use. And now in this particular project, they've got two different paths. They haven't even decided which path they're going to do, but they're going to go in and short-circuit all the eminent domain procedures and take property along both paths for this private corporation. It just keeps growing if you don't stop it.
Well, I'm going to let you take over. You've done a fabulous job. I want to parallel a few quotes here. We'll skip this break. You can just move over here whenever you want. But I'm going to read a few quotes that dovetail just what's happening in the world, some of my favorite quotes. I was likening in the first hour, and I wanted to have this quote. Didn't have it in front of me. How the elite talk about us in white papers, how they see us, and then how they build society to make us the servile, dumbed-down idiots, the Eloi that they call us, which is another H.G. Wells book. But this is from War of the Worlds, 1898. And he wrote books in 1898 about atomic bombs before Max Planck's equations. Because let me tell you, they roll this out a little bit later. Kind of like they announced they're going to do human-animal cloning this week. Going on for 30 years, folks. I've got their formula down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the opening paragraph of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that this world was being watched keenly and closely by intelligences greater than man's and yet as mortal as his own. That as man busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied by the Facebooks, the Googles, the Twitters, the spy grids in your house. Perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacency, men went to and fro over this globe and about their little affairs, serene in their assurance of their empire over matter. It is possible that the insofar as under the microscope do the same, no one gave a thought to the other worlds of space as sources of human danger, or thought of them only to dismiss the idea of life upon an impossible or improbable. It is curious to recall some of the mental habits of those departed days, as most terrestrial men fancied there might be other men upon Mars, perhaps inferior to themselves, and ready to welcome a missionary enterprise, you got to cross the gulf of space in the minds of the psychopaths. This is all allegory. By the way, he wrote this was allegory about the elite. You got to cross the gulfs of space. That's key. Minds that are to our own minds as ours are to those of the beast of the parish. Intellects vast and cool and unsympathetic regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. And early in the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. Now, he wrote more than 20 books that were nonfiction and wrote in one of them, you can look it up, that this was an allegory of the elite socialist and the social Darwinist against us. They are the new man. Mm-hmm. They are the cold, calculating. I think, I can understand you want to love everyone. We're going to kill everybody to build a utopia upon it. Because, again, that our minds are as those of the beast of the parish, intellects vast and cool and unsympathetic, like a little kid they grabbed out of your backyard as a psycho coldly lays it out and straps it down for torture and rape, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us.
You know what I see in that, Alex, is an echo of the Ardalek War. You know, you've seen Elysium, these other things.
Yes.
They said they're going to go out near Earth orbit. We've got Jeff Bezos. That's the sort of thing that he's been.
Oh, they're telling us their plans.
Yeah, exactly. And they look at this.
And I guarantee you, they're going to invite us up there.
Yeah.
All the high technology, all the super drugs, everything. If we'll just sell everybody else out, that's the ticket.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm going to say? Go ahead.
They call themselves the Cosmos. And in that passage right there, they're talking about the Terrans, the higher Earth, the higher life forms, the artificial intelligence. So, you know, when Hugo de Garis started talking about
You're right.
That,
it's the allegory of Olympus versus the commoners.
Yeah, yeah. Or their artificial intelligence. They think that they're
creating gods. But before
they
become gods, they must go to the golden field of Elysium.
Yeah.
That's the purgatory. Go ahead.
Exactly. That's what they're looking at. And, you know, the thing that they understand and the thing that Hugo de Garis understands, when he started talking about the Ardalek War, the war of artificial intelligence, we had the elites go into near-Earth orbit.
Well, that's in 2001. We must defeat that first to transcend.
Yeah. Well, of course, what they're planning, Alex, is Gigadeath. Not Megadeath, but Gigadeath. Okay? That's what they're looking at. Billions of people killed, and they do it from their remote redoubt.
They're already planning it all.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, then Trendy sit there at the State Department making fun of us when you and your family are not going to the command base. I mean, very few people have been given offers to join the actual elite. And I just sit here as someone who has been offered this, because they're smart folks. They can long-term see where I was going. They sit there and they literally, all these idiots serve it. You will never be brought up to those people. In fact, they see the minions that open the gate, the traitors, as the most horrible, profane people. They don't understand. The average traitor doesn't know. The elite see themselves as pure. They see the traitors as the scum of the earth. Mm-hmm. They see us as the white knights. But in their weird Luciferian religion, they think they're one level above us and are willing to do the bad things. H.G. Wells wrote, and others did, and Lord Rothschild, we're so sorry we do this. We know it's horrible, but it's for the greater good. Our master told us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
These are the deep secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you see all this going, David?
Well, Alex, I think the key is, will people wake up? And I don't think we've got a lot of time, because they're going to shut down our transportation.
They're moving into the final grid. Drudge was right. When Drudge was here a year ago, I'm like, really, shut it down next year? And it's like, it's all happening.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to do it very quickly. I mean, you've got an article at the top of Drudge today talking about how they're going to make it illegal to drive and drink coffee. That's not targeted towards coffee drinking. That doesn't make you a more dangerous
That's
driver.
That's to go out for everybody.
Yeah. They're trying to shut down driving. They don't want you driving.
They want computers
they want
to control
everything.
Exactly. They're going to make it incomparable. And that's not the cops. Sure, there's bad cops. Screw them. The point is, they're not who you blame, like TSA being out of control.
No.
You blame the Congress that did it.
The Alliance?
All I'm saying is, with the cops, the target is not the cop at the gas pump to pump full of lead. The target is the globalist.
Yeah, that's right. The Alliance is with the globalists like Elon Musk, who gets $5 billion of corporate subsidy, of government subsidies, as well as exclusives on certain things. And look at what happened at the DNC. We've got Uber. If you want to get in the DNC, you could either, if you're not a VIP, you could either hoof it for several miles through the heat, or you could get Uber to take you right
to the Which is run by Rahm Emanuel's brother.
Exactly. And so what they're doing is that's a metaphor for the way they're going to operate in the economy.
This is the new technocracy where they just block out whatever they want. Let me read two more quotes, and I'm going to punch out and let you take over. A Tale of Two Cities. I mean, there's so many quotes I want to read. I read this all the time, but it's just great because it says everything. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on it being received for good or evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Don't get literature like that from Charles Dickens, do you?
No.
Let That's you're gonna have robots writing stuff like that. Now let's go on to the next piece here. The truth is, this whole attack is just to stimulate us to the next level. God did all this, and I totally see the plan. Let's go ahead and go to the next piece here. Marcus Aurelius Cicero: a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious. That's Donald Trump. But it cannot survive treason from within, that evil will to attack productivity. I'm sorry, I'm adding things. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleyways, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears the face and their arguments. He appeals the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Powerful.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you take over. Great job, David Knight. 9 News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. In 5 minutes, you can move over here. Obviously, we got a break. But thank you, David. Please continue.
Well, you know, Alex, when you're reading that, the story that comes to mind is the one that broke this weekend about National Review saying that Obama violated the law with his ransom payments. Okay? We've had a lot of ways, again, just as we saw with the Bill Maher story, they spend the information in particular ways. And what did they do when it was revealed by Wall Street Journal last Wednesday that they had put pallets of foreign currency from Swiss banks and flown them secretly to Iran?
Without congressional authorization, exactly. It is illegal.
Well, what they first did was they focused on Donald Trump saying, you can see the plane when he's talking about B-roll that's there, right? Whether he saw the plane or not. They focus on that. Then the next thing they come out and they say, well, it's not a ransom. This was all planned. We've been talking about giving them this money back for 37 years, but it just happened to be the right timing to do it as we got these hostages released. That story begins to break down. People obviously know that this was a ransom that was paid. One of the hostages there, a pastor, that everybody had criticized when the deal was struck back in July. They said you couldn't even secure the release of 4 high-profile hostages that were held in Iran unreasonably. Again, this guy was arrested simply for being a Christian. They said you couldn't even negotiate that when you turned over so much stuff to Iran. So then 6 months later, they did get the release of these people by giving them $400 million. But National Review pointed out this weekend, Alex, and this was something that's picked up by Drudge, that it's about the violation of the law. What we've got going on here.
Just like open borders.
Exactly.
He does whatever the hell he wants.
Well, I mean, this is like MENA, Arkansas, MO that we've got going on here, okay? He said at the time that he did, he said, well, you know, I just couldn't write them a check. Well, there's a reason he can't write them a check.
He's got to get proof.
Well, there's all kinds of prohibitions in terms of
sanctions
and other things that make it illegal to have any financial dealings with Iran. And that includes using a third-party go-between. That is explicitly prohibited. So they go through and they lay out all the different things that he did in this. And the bottom line, Alex, is that there is a section of the law, 560.701, that makes it clear willful violations of these regulations constitute a serious felony offense. Under
so Obama committed a felony, as usual.
Yeah, 20 years imprisonment.
Just okay. Like shipping an illegal across is a felony. I mean, they complete the smuggling process. And again, if you're going to ship them in, at least give them a TB test and then give them treatment.
Yeah, yeah. But look at the money laundering. We're told in the war on cash that if you try to get cash out of the bank, okay, it's a crime. This guy they just took out, the Republican they took out. They couldn't get him on, what was his name, a former Speaker of the House. He'd been there the longest time, Hastert.
Yeah.
Okay. He was a known pedophile, but statute of limitations, unfortunately, we have a statute of limitations on pedophiles. We shouldn't have one, but it had run out. So what they do, they came after him for withdrawing his own money to pay off a blackmailer. Okay. So they look at the money that you put in. And they report it to the federal government. The money you take out, if it's cash, they report that to the federal government. Small amounts, $10,000 or more relative to this. This is $400 million. It's 40,000 times what they report on all the rest of us, okay? And we look at this. We look at this massive money laundering conspiracy that is a federal crime punishable by 20 years. And, of course, nobody's going to do anything with it, Alex, because they no longer care about our government violating these laws. When I was talking about Bill Maurer earlier, one of the things that he said to Julian Assange is that you're putting your thumb on the scale for the only person that can keep us from being ruled by Donald Trump.
Yeah, forget that we're actually trying to elect Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's the way they think, though. And the Democrats,
they're all about ruling.
They think that the president is a dictator.
And no, they're a gang. They're a gang. David and I taking our after the break. I'm Alex Jones. Free shipping ends today on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off Anthroplex. Rainforest is selling out. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. I salute you. God bless you all. We'll be back with David tonight.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the
edge. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 8th, 2016. Of course, tomorrow is the day that people in Wisconsin can declare their independence from the globalists. And, of course, we had Paul Neylon on earlier on the show with Alex Jones. Very important interview. You know, when I was listening to it, I had not heard him speak. I've read a lot of what he's written, and I agreed with his positions on the issues. But the guy is really articulate. He's well-informed. He's totally awake. I certainly hope that this is going to be an election that sends a message to the globalists, to Washington. We're going to talk about Paul Ryano, and let's talk about that first, you know, because we've got several different articles here about Paul Ryan. People who are in Wisconsin need to understand, and if you're there, make sure that your neighbors understand this is an open primary. If you are a Democrat, if you are an independent, you can still send a message to the globalists. You can throw out Paul Ryan. He isn't somebody that we need, okay? Republicans and Democrats alike should be fed up with this guy. He has lied to his Republican constituents. He has told them repeatedly that he's going to do one thing and then do something completely different. That's been the way that he has run his political career from the very beginning. But a lot of people who watched him up close knew exactly who this guy was. You know, Paul Ryan does not want to even mention the name of his opponent, Paul Nehlen. He doesn't want to debate him. He doesn't run any commercials against him. You know, when Eric Cantor did that, he lost. He was the number two guy in the Republican House, and he lost his seat against a challenger for the same reasons, because he had been somebody who had been with the Democrats. You know, we see all these articles coming up all the time about this low-level functionary, or this guy who was assistant to the assistant to the assistant of Jeb Bush's campaign, is now going to support Hillary Clinton. We knew that. Okay, we knew the guys at the top of the Republican Party were indistinguishable from the people at the top of the Democrat Party. We understood that. We know there is one party. It's the globalist bankers' party, okay? And they've been having a big party at our expense. So we knew that. That isn't anything new. And yet we see all the mainstream media. We see the AP, Reuters. Every time somebody who has even a most tangential connection to the Republican Party says that they're going to say, like the GOP dog catcher in some rural area says, oh, I'm going to vote for Hillary instead of Donald Trump. It's a top story at The Hill, at Politico, at Reuters. Okay, they all put this up. The Wall Street Journal and the whole mainstream media will focus on that. But when you got somebody who comes out like Tom Tancredo, somebody himself who has run for president, a brief campaign, but he's a long-term congressman. And he has taken the trip to Wisconsin to tell people about Paul Ryan. And he says, Paul Ryan has enabled illegal immigration since the day he walked into Congress. That's a headline on Breitbart. He says, I've known Paul Ryan since the day he walked into Congress, and I assure you, he has never, ever, ever been supportive of any of the attempts that have been made to secure our borders or to do anything substantial about the issue of illegal immigration into the country. And as I said last week, Paul Ryan doesn't want people to know that there's somebody running against him. He doesn't want to show that difference, because more than it revealing that he's got an opponent and telling people who his opponent is, if he starts to run ads against his opponent, it's going to highlight the fact that Paul Ryan is against the Republican constituents, and he's with the globalists, and he's with the Chamber of Commerce. This is what Tancredo went on to say. He said, tell your constituents who you are. See, Paul Ryan doesn't even want to, he doesn't want to tell people who Paul Nehlen is. He doesn't want people to know who he is, and that's the key. If you know who Paul Ryan is, Republicans, Democrats, and independents will reject this elitist globalist who works for the bankers. He says, stand up in front of your constituents, Tancredo said to Paul Ryan. Stand up in front of your constituents and say, look, I'm an open borders guy. The Chamber of Commerce believes in it. The Chamber of Commerce wants cheap labor. And I do what the Chamber of Commerce wants. I always have. I'm an establishment guy. He said, tell them who you are. Be responsible. Be respectable to them. Don't lie to them anymore, okay? He said, tell voters I'm for the TPP, even though, yeah, most of my constituents are going to get hurt by it. But the Chamber of Commerce wants that. So stand up, Paul. Tell them the truth. Paul Ryan, okay? He informed reporters they came to Wisconsin in order to throw the BS flag on Ryan's recent campaign that tried to misrepresent his record on immigration. So that's where we are. It's coming up tomorrow. And, of course, when we look at what's going on with immigration, there was a story via Drudge Report. It was a Daily Caller talking about how in Virginia they're bringing in, of course, Kerry wanted to have this goal. He was bragging the last day of Ramadan to some Muslims that he was dining with on Ramadan. He said, we're going to bring in six times the number of people that we did last year from Syria. Okay. And they're bringing them in. They're bringing some of them into Virginia. But guess where they're putting them? They're not putting them in their backyard. Okay? They're not putting them in the Washington, D.C. area. No, 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 no. They're going to stick 91% of them out in the rural areas, the places where there's low income, the places where there's already higher poverty rates and no jobs, and the places where they have lower populations. Because, folks, let's understand what's going on here. This is, as the German writer I pointed out last week said about Angela Merkel, this is the great peace. people replacement. They want to replace the indigenous people in this country. And that's whether you are black, white, Hispanic, or whatever. If you're an American who's been here, if you buy into the American ideals, they want to replace you with fresh new people that are an open slate that they can make their voters. You know, it was interesting when we're talking about Angela Merkel and the pushback against her. There was an interesting quote that I'd never seen before. Alex was reading a lot of quotes in the last segment about what the elites have been up to. There was, in 1953, Bertolt Brecht was a communist. And, okay, occasionally communists say some really amazing things. Like when they say, power comes out of the barrel of a gun, you know, and I'm going to control the guns, okay? Bertolt Brecht was looking at what happened in Eastern Germany in 1953. Of course, that was when we had the Iron Curtain. For those millennials who haven't, who've gone to public school, there was something called the Iron Curtain, where they split Germany down the middle. And on the communist side, on the East German side, it was supposed to be a workers' paradise. And yet, guess what? They wanted a higher minimum wage. Does that sound familiar? That was a key thing. They had a massive demonstration saying they wanted higher minimum wages from their communist masters, because they always make themselves elitists, don't they? You know, when communism happens, it isn't, you know, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. That doesn't work that way. You have a few elitists that get in charge and they get everything, just as we see with Kim Jong-un and the others. Well, what was happening in Eastern Germany, they had a massive demonstration wanting higher wages. They brutally repressed that, a lot of militarized brutality against those demonstrators. So Bertolt Brecht became momentarily disillusioned with communism and its practical application. And he said, many people want to dissolve the government when it doesn't suit the people. But the government has decided that it's easier to dissolve the people and to elect another. That's what's happening right now. See, the Republicans and the Democrats have decided that you're not going to mess with them in Congress. For the most part, they're going to do whatever they can to rig the election. They're going to get big bucks from their patrons to do whatever they want. And they think that it is easier, and this is going to be a referendum tomorrow to see which is going to be easier. Is it going to be easier for us to dissolve this Congress that has been taken over by the elites that works against our interests? Or is this Congress going to dissolve the people with open borders? Are they going to replace us with people who will do as they are told? That truly, folks, is the referendum that faces us. One last thing before we move on, and we're talking about these open borders. Again, as they pick their narrative in this back and forth with Khazir Khan, the Mr. Sharia Khan, as I call him, all the commentaries that we've seen about this, it just struck me as I was thinking about this. You know, he was interviewed even by Anderson Cooper. And if you go back a couple of months, just go back to June, okay, 2 months ago, what was happening then? Well, there was a shooting in Orlando, and you had Anderson Cooper coming after the Florida Attorney General and haranguing her because she had opposed homosexual marriage, essentially trying to blame her for the shooting there, not the Muslims, okay? And one of the things that he said to her was, he said, "You've never even tweeted about Gay Pride Month." See, that's evidence of somebody who hates homosexuals. If you don't tweet about Gay Pride Month in a positive way, then you are responsible for their murders. And yet, did you see him get tough when he interviewed Khazir Khan? Did he say anything about his supporting Sharia law? How he has written extensive commentaries about Sharia law? How he has put out literature that's been done by the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood? This is Sharia law that has a death penalty for homosexuals, okay? And yet, you'll see that Anderson Cooper and the rest of the mainstream media gives him a pass on it when they come after somebody who has opposed homosexual marriage, saying, "You didn't tweet about gay pride, so you're responsible for this." That's what we see. That's the kind of double standard, just as we saw with Bill Maurer. And I was talking about that with Alex Jones. It's absolutely amazing to me that Bill Maurer would go on, and I, quite frankly, I have a lot more confidence in Julian Assange. I believe that if he says that they've got $1 million contribution to a Hillary Clinton organization that they saw in their records, And he confronted him with that, and he flatly denied it. So we'll see how this goes. There's only, as we point out, there's only three Bill Maurers in L.A., and one of them has a record of giving $1 million to Democrat politicians. And, of course, that was just the very last time that we had an election. And interestingly enough, think about it, okay, he had his thumb on the scale for Barack Obama when Barack Obama wasn't even in a challenge on his own party. He was running for re-election as a standing president, and yet he gave him $1 million. Kind of reminds me of something else that was in the DNC documents, you know, besides all the stuff about how they were rigging this for Sanders. One of the other things we saw in the DNC documents was how they had plans to reward big donors with all kinds of federal appointments or other goodies that are there, okay? We've seen this over and over again. There is a quid pro quo. And we've also seen some other history from Bill Maurer. It was back in February that he was put on a list of people who had given excessive, prohibited, and impermissible contributions. He had donated double the maximum amount to Bernie Sanders. And when I looked at this, I thought, well, okay, maybe what this was sloppy record keeping on the Sanders campaign part. Maybe Bill Maurer gave the $2,700 from him, and he gave $2,700 from his wife, and they put it down as $5,400 from Bill Maurer, except Bill Maurer has never been married. Okay, he gave $5,400 to Bernie Sanders. I don't know what happened with that investigation, but you know, the bottom line is, folks, that's what they punished Dinesh D'Souza for. Did Bill Maurer get punished for that? No. Didn't get punished. Meanwhile, one of the other things that came out of this WikiLeaks exposure from the DNC, which I think is kind of interesting, is something else we were talking about at the beginning of the program, and that is how the big corporate crony capitalists are using the government to get precisely what they want and to shut down other industries. You know, it was just Friday that I was talking to someone who was part of the Low Energy Nuclear Reaction Research, also called Cold Fusion. He talked about how they had been shut down by the universities and military-industrial complex that did not want to see cold fusion go through because they had a vested interest in their research projects of hot fusion. And we see that over and over again with various industries. Think about the war on drugs that we've got, okay? Think about the fact that, you know, we used to have alcohol prohibition, but, of course, they worked their way. They got that repealed. I think it's a good thing. I don't like prohibition. I don't use marijuana. I don't use alcohol. But one of the things that WikiLeaks emails exposed was the fact that the alcohol industry is waging a major campaign to lobby Washington to shut down pot. I mean, who would have thought, right? Of course, they're one of many industries that are part of this prohibition movement. The other ones that they mention in this Free Thought Project article is spot on. Police unions, private prisons, pharmaceutical corporations. They don't want you using drugs that are grown, like medical marijuana. They don't want you using that. They want you to get their patented drugs from Big Pharma. Alcohol and beer companies, that's what this article was about. And, of course, prison guard unions. So you got police unions, prison guard unions, the people who run the private prisons because we're locking up so many people in this. That's what I don't want to pay for, folks. I don't use this stuff. I don't use alcohol, I don't use marijuana, but I don't want to pay to lock people up. But there are people who do, and they want to make sure that the alcohol industry sees this as competition. Pharmaceuticals see this as competition, and they shut this down. But we also need to look at what it has done to destroy our country. When I saw this article about the UN backing Obama's secret takeover of police, people on the left and the right need to understand that it was the UN that created the war on drugs. They came up with the blueprint, the detailed blueprint, with the four different schedules and all the drugs put into those four different schedules initially. They did it 10 years before Richard Nixon said, we're going to have a war on drugs. Okay? So all the conservatives out there who think that the way that they're going to have a better society is to give all of this power and authority to the federal government, even. Not even local government, but to the federal government. Give them this hammer. Give them this gun so they can beat and intimidate people and jail people into being good. Now, that isn't the way you do it. And it is really sad that conservatives think that you can coerce good behavior, that you can coerce this. It's a medical, it's a psychological, it is a spiritual issue. whether it is alcohol or whether it is marijuana or whether it is some other substance. It'll always be something. There'll always be something out there because it's not the substance. It's the soul. That's where the problem is. But when you create prohibition, when you create prohibition like alcohol or when you create prohibition like drugs, what you're doing is you're essentially setting up a UN takeover of our police. You're setting up a destruction of our constitutional government. They never passed a constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana. They did for alcohol because they didn't have the authority. And we had another constitutional amendment to take that away, but they've never done that for any of the rest of the things because they don't even care what the law is. They do what they wish. And I think that was one of the most interesting takeaways in this back and forth between Bill Maher and Julian Assange, where Bill Maher says, we don't want Trump ruling over us. In other words, they want Hillary Clinton ruling over us, or they want Barack Obama ruling over us. I think that's one of the reasons why we see the liberals going absolutely crazy, trying to run people down with their cars when they see a Trump sign in the house, where they vandalize houses, where they shoot people in an argument. Because in their minds, what the Democrats think we're doing is electing a dictator to rule over us. And we said all along, you guys are setting up a very dangerous precedent. You're letting Obama get away with anything, with money laundering, as we just saw here. You're letting Hillary Clinton get away with violating all the laws of national security. Don't you realize that when you give these people a pass for criminal activity merely because they're running for president, especially when they are president, you are setting up a system that is going to rub your nose into the ground when somebody from the other side gets in. That's what they're deathly afraid of. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened at the hacking conference, the DEF CON hacking conference in Las Vegas. I think it's very interesting for us to understand. We have to get a background to understand current events. We have to know something about history because that tells us about human nature. But we also need to understand where some of this disruptive technology is taking us. That's one of the reasons that we talked to the gentleman from California, Brillouin Energy, talking about low-energy nuclear reactions and what's commonly known as cold fusion. Because there is always, it's not just the technology that's there. The technology has an opportunity to create an alliance with these crony capitalists and the government to control you and to shut down other industries. One of the things that's very disruptive about cold fusion is the fact that it could really play havoc with the bankers and their petrodollar. It could also play havoc with the idea they're going to put the power grid that controls us. But there's another control grid that is on the way, and that is the transportation control grid. I want to talk about that briefly in light of the self-driving cars. Again, there's some more new news about that. And I keep coming back to the self-driving cars because, folks, you don't really understand your freedoms until you lose them. We've grown up in this country with a freedom to move about. It was sold in the middle of the 20th century as the thing that you got out of that automobile, and yet we no longer appreciate that, especially the younger people are not really, most of them are not looking at a car as something that's going to free them because they're so caught up in the virtual world. And let me tell you something. This control grid that they're setting up with these autonomous cars, with Uber, with Tesla, with the Department of Transportation, that is going to be something that is going to tie you down worse than anything you can imagine. It's going to be a massive control mechanism for the police state. Before we get back to that, I just want to remind you that we have one last chance for free shipping. This is only going to go for an additional 42 hours. We're running that as part of our special. Everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to take advantage of free shipping. Only another 42 hours. And we've had to pull pretty much all the specials, but we pulled back one of the mega specials. Anthroplex is now 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, that is a way to deal with the hormone-disrupting chemicals that you see in your environment all the time. Anthroplex was created to help fight back against that kind of attack on men. You can take it by itself, or you can pair it with Super Male Vitality for maximum effects. Again, that is 40% off Anthroplex. And we have another special that has just come out, 33% off the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply. Another way that you can get off the grid, that you can start to establish your energy independence. See, that's the whole thing. They want you on an energy grid. They want you on a transportation grid. They want to control you with their fiat currency. This is a way that you can start chiseling away for some freedom and some independence. 33% off an InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply, a great emergency backup source, and a way that you can begin to kind of put your toe in the water about solar power and getting off the grid. That's the key thing about it, is getting off the energy grid. Again, that's at InfoWarsStore.com. The 40% off Anthroplex is also at InfoWars.com, and free shipping is going to end in 42 hours. Now, as we're talking about this control grid, I think it's kind of interesting what happened at the DEF CON Hacker Conference in Las Vegas. We've had, in the last couple of months, we've had a lot of different crashes with Tesla's autopilot system. They said, in the fatal crash, they said, no, it wasn't on autopilot. Now, the preliminary report has come back from the National Transportation Safety Board, said, yeah, it was. And it was going 9 miles over the speed limit. But now we see, and we're going to cover this tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, we see that they demonstrated multiple ways at the DEF CON Hacker Conference that they could confuse and could take over autopilot. Because essentially what they're doing is they're reflecting their sensors back. And all they have to do is send it some garbage, and the thing goes completely haywire. Do you want that driving you, driving your family down the road? Not me. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll go into more detail with that and other stories.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.